show known as Raw, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.
No, we're not from West Newberry. No, we can't hip-hop like you. My client is the conqueror. I'm just Brock's advocating Jew. You gonna beat Brock's ass cause you the doctor of the thugs? I mean, you've beaten all the best, but now Lesnar's on your plate. You say your time is now. Brock says your calendar's out of date.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
I have options on how I handle this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet about it until my fingers bleed. In that tweet, and however many characters I get, I am going to threaten. That's right. If I don't get what I want, I'm going to riot. And if that doesn't work, then by God, me and my friend Mark, we're going to stop watching.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke.
I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Rikishi theme. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Raw Post Show live right here on WildTalkRadio.com. I am, of course, Sir Rockin, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Well, tonight was an interesting show.
We got to see a lot of one person's body part that we weren't expecting to see a whole lot of about 5 hours ago.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about Rikishi's ass, because that was all over Twitter.
That was all over Twitter.
Because if you're not aware, Rikishi was announced today as going into the WWE Hall of Fame. Congratulations, Rikishi. We'll have more about that on Thursday.
Yes. Congratulations to him. Good job.
Good job, Rikishi. We'll get more into it on Thursday night on the Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here at WildTalkRadio.com for thoughts on that. That being said, Monday Night Raw in a nutshell. Let's talk about it. Let's see. In the opening segment, Daniel Bryan said he's a better, Roman Reigns may be stronger. Roman Reigns may be bigger. But when it comes to looks, they're pretty much even. Maybe?
Possibly. I don't know. I guess we have to have a handsome off.
A tuxedo match between Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns?
Sure, let's do that. I'm okay with that.
I figured you would be. The smile on Daniel Bryan's face when he said that line, that was just tremendous. He also said he's a better wrestler. Roman Reigns was out there. He talked a little bit. He was going to spear anyone that got in his way. Hunter came out with the Authority minus Seth Rollins. Talked about, is Sting a man or a coward? We'll find out later. And, Stephanie accused Reigns of spearing Big Show out of spite last week because Show pinned him earlier tonight. Reigns said he did it because he could. Then why can't you beat him? She said that's even worse. She complained about Bryan putting Kane in a casket. Bryan reminded her that they booked the match and that she figured she would appreciate it based on what her husband has done before with caskets.
Don't make Katie Vick jokes.
The best part, Kane and Triple H were standing next to one another when the Katie Vick joke was made.
Oh, Lord.
It led to Big Show and Kane taking on Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns. Solid matchup between the two teams. It ended with Batch being thrown out because Big Show sort of pulled Bryan to the floor and into the timekeeper's area. Apparently that's a DQ. And then we got made the match for the main event, which was Seth Rollins, J&J Security, Big Show and Kane taking on Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan. And that's where we'll finish right now with that match, because that just ended on Monday Night Raw. Good match. We saw Eric Rowan, Dolph Ziggler, and Ryback come out to help out Roman and Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan was in the match most of the match. He came back. He was about to defeat one of the J&J Security. I can't remember which one off the top of my head. But Roman came in, speared whoever it was, got the victory for his team. Bryan and Roman Reigns had exchanged words, and then Daniel Bryan ate a spear from Roman Reigns to end Monday Night Raw.
So we're building to Fastlane.
We are building to Fastlane, and the fans really weren't accepting of Roman Reigns.
No. No, they really weren't.
Especially they booed him when I think maybe they were hoping they would cheer. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing with Roman Reigns. I'm not booking him right.
I don't think they know what to do with Roman Reigns.
No, I don't think they know exactly what to do with Roman Reigns at this point, because apparently there may be changes in the main event of WrestleMania, but that's, you know, to come, I guess. That's the best way to put it.
Guess we'll find out on that one.
Find out Fastlane on that one. Rollins fought Ryback to DQ when J&J Security popped into the match. Paige beat Brie Bella on the show. We had Lana and Rusev appreciate John Cena. They paid tribute to him, basically showing him getting injured a bunch of times. And, you know, John Cena said this old man's going to kick your ass. Fastlane, they brawl for a bit, and now Cena has an injured eye.
Aww, somebody get him a patch.
Right? I want to see John Cena with a stylish eye patch right now. As much as I wanted to see Lana rap, that would have been amazing.
It would have, but sadly it didn't.
One of the other biggest stories of the evening, Goldust and Stardust are feuding some more. Stardust walked away in the match, and there's still more tension between Cody and Goldust. When, you know, don't call me Cody, continues on.
Yeah.
The Usos fought Tyson Kidd and Cesaro. Cesaro and Kidd won. Solid matchup between the two teams. Again, every match with the Usos builds to a dive.
Seems like every match every week builds to a dive.
There was an awkward segment with Mizdow versus Sin Cara. Miz was just talking a lot, you know, wanting him to do assistant things, and it sort of screwed up. It was just very awkward.
Yeah, just a little bit.
It was a very awkward, awkward moment. Dean Ambrose beat Curtis Axel, so no more Axelmania, and Bad News Baron has some more bad news, as he's still not giving Dean Ambrose the Intercontinental title match he wants.
Oh god, Dean was amazing in this.
yeah, he was. He really, really was. Now to the two real big stories of the evening. We sort of glossed over everything else for these two big items. Number one, we mentioned earlier, Triple H wanted an answer. Will Sting show up at Fastlane? Will he accept the challenge to a face-to-face? And apparently he has, as Triple H was talking, you know, about a whole bunch of stuff in the ring. How he's been here, you know, how it's been 14 years since WCW ended. Hunter's been doing this his entire career, being in WWE, and basically just building up how awesome he is. And, well, he will personally expose Sting for the fraud that he is at Fastlane. So he wanted Sting's response. Lights go out, we hear a crow, a Sting is shown in different places. Apparently, they didn't show close-ups because it really wasn't Sting, so they were trying to avoid that. A thing comes up, Hunter's talking on the screen, and they, you know, put Sting's face paint sort of in it, which was kind of very clever. Then a Sting appeared, in the ring. It sort of spooked Triple H, and then on the screen, it flashed, "I accept." I thought this was well done.
The pr- production was a little off. I will agree with that. But overall, yeah, it was really well done. I liked how they did it. They got out of using burning a sting appearance. The costume guy might have been a little bit too much, but yeah, all in all, very good. Very, very well thought out.
Yeah, I don't think they needed him. Needed a sting in there. I think they wanted to do it for Triple H's overreaction, which is fine.
Which was hilarious.
It was. Because Hunter likes to do his oversells. So it was a solid segment. It gets the point across that Sting is coming to Fastlane, so he'll be there.
Yay.
We had Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman in the ring. Paul Heyman was talking about the whole thing about Brian Williams being a liar and everyone's a liar, you know. Then he mentioned some things. He mentioned the streak again. But Paul Heyman doing yes, yes, yes was kind of amazing.
Paul Heyman's amazing.
He is. And basically said, you know, no matter who it is at WrestleMania, Brock Lesnar's going to kick their ass.
Pretty much.
That's pretty much why Brock was here, to say, we're going to kick your ass at WrestleMania no matter who it is. That being said, let's talk about the one big thing me and Lindsay were both excited for on this one. Bray Wyatt took on Dolph Ziggler. Great match. They replayed the finish from last week. But this time, Ziggler was ready for Bray to pop up, hit a super kick. Then on the outside, Bray delivered a hell of a clothesline to Dolph Ziggler.
There's a lot of great back and forth in this match. They were hard hitting. Bray got a bloody nose. And yeah, the spots on the outside, because there were actually two, there was a clothesline towards the end of the match that so just like basically beheaded Dolph. And then there was one where he did the, I'm trying to remember the name of it and I can't, but basically where he face planted him on the ring apron.
Right. Yeah, no, it didn't work out.
You know, the flying crossbody. I mean, these two have a really, really, really good chemistry in the ring together. And there's such a fluidity to them where they just work. Because Ziggler sells like crazy for Bray.
Right.
Which makes him look just monstrous.
There was also a nice tease of the Sister Abigail as well.
Yeah, there was. There really, really was. I mean, but this was, I wouldn't mind seeing a full-blown feud between these two.
That could be really, really good. Then, later on the night, I wish they had put up the audio. They have not. Wait. Hey.
Wait.
I just refreshed 52 seconds ago. This is even better. Here we go.
Since the dawn of their existence, mankind has struggled to answer one simple question. Where do we go when we die? A man of science! But have you believed that we just become one with the earth? Nothing more. And a man of faith would view things from a much, much different perspective. But what about those like you and I? We're special. For us, there is no death. This world is our hell. This world is our hell. We don't belong here. I know you can hear me. But now my eyes are wide open and I don't fear you anymore. I pity you. It's time for you to go home. Find me. Find me!
This was so great.
Yeah,
this was just this. They're just gonna have Bray continue to poke at whomever he's looking for, Taker, until
Taker
decides to get up off the couch and, you know, do something about it. which I have a funny feeling I'm calling my shot, is going to be Raw after Fastlane.
Yeah, I think that's where we're headed. I don't fear you. I pity you. It's time for you to go home.
It feels like they're going to a retirement match.
Well, might not officially be retirement.
Last match?
Maybe last match.
Yeah. That's kind of what this feels like.
Either way, keep poking, Bray. Keep poking.
Draw him out. Paul Heyman couldn't do it, so let's see if Bray Wyatt can.
I'm looking forward to this build-up. The match will be fine, whatever it is. This build-up is tremendous. Give me more. That's the best way to put it. Give me more.
Yes, Bray is feeling this so much, and it's just such a pleasure to watch.
And it's the little subtle things that he says that just sort of trigger, yeah, we know who he's talking about.
Yeah, we know who you're talking about, boo-boo. We really, really do, but keep doing what you're doing. There's such a relief to his promos because there's a very indirect, subtle nature to them. And it's like, there's calling somebody out, and then there's calling somebody out, but doing it in a more subtle way, and that's what he's doing. And it's not just basically, oh, well, you know, I'm going to call this person out and I'm going to beat him up. No, 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 no. It's he does something like this. And we were having this conversation before we came on the air where it's he has a way to take words and bend them and twist them to how he wants to use them. And that's a really, really amazing skill on his part.
It is. It really, really is.
But yeah, more. Please, please keep him coming.
Right, right. Give us more. Bray Wyatt, because he's doing a fantastic, fantastic job. That being said, before we wrap up the show for the evening, Miz, you did not put the figure four on the map. Just saying.
We gotta let Charlotte Flair beat your butt for that.
Charlotte Flair needs to put the figure four on you. Woo!
Right?
With that said, this has been another edition of The Raw, posted live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Coming up this Thursday night, it's The Rack.
That's right. Tune in as we talk all about tomorrow night's exciting NXT TakeOver Rivals.
Wednesday.
Why do I keep thinking it's Tuesday? Wednesday, I'm sorry. Wednesday's NXT Rivals. We're also going to be talking, I'm sure, plenty of news, including the latest headlines.
Because somebody's head's been poking out, and we're probably going to talk about it.
Yeah, just a little bit. We're going to talk all about that situation that happened tonight during Raw, which we're not going to bring up here. I'm sure we'll have plenty other news and discussions notes. SmackDown. And NXT and more. So it's The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern.
You know, show stop it. Follow the show on Twitter at WTR_Rack and Facebook.com/WTR Rack. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, YouTube.com/WTR The Rack. The Rack Extra Total Divas returns this week, probably on Wednesday. Season 3, episode 15 will be available. So we're probably recording that tomorrow, so look out for that on Wednesday. A Saturday Night Midnight Edition of CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Follow the show on Twitter at CB Radio, WTR, and Facebook.com/SisterGirlRobotsAndBandanas. Keep coming, blame Rob, buy the merch, CBRadioLive.com, and use the hashtag as he has been all week, all last 2 days. Hashtag blame Rob, because he's been striking. Sunday, Russell Talk Radio returns with Tim Stein, Mason Omega, 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow the show on Twitter at WTR Sunday, Facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio. Back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show live at 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio and Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Get us on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio, Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Lens Ward, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Lens Ward, same as the Twitter.
Thanks to PWMania.com and Wrestling Figure Wednesday, go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs, and check out the podcast, The Figure Mark, as well. For Lindsay, I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday night on the Rack, and right back here for the Raw Post Show. Next Monday night, live across the airwaves on Wild Talk Radio Network, only on WildTalkRadio.com.